Hello to all my friends at Game Freaks. It's a me, Mario.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Pacina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
And you're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix Podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
I think right now in this world, it's all about the crossovers.
We are there. This is happening. This is the next step. I'm telling you right now, man.
It's that wait and attack pattern where they give you an opening and then you have to strike them, knock them down like, I don't know, two or three times, and then you defeat them.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Welcome to the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
I am Mike.
I'm Jack from the Canned Air Podcast.
And I am Verlaine. You make sure you check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream or our weekly recorded podcast right here if you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow and twitch.tv/gamefix.
That's right. Yeah, a couple of places. My mic doesn't sound right. There's a couple of places to find us. Check us out on our website, and that would be gamefixshow.com. Everything is there. You can download our show right from the website. You can also follow us on any of our social medias, as well as supporting us via the thing.
The internet.
The Patreon.
I don't know what it is.
It's the thing. It's the Patreon thing. So, and we appreciate everyone that does that. And yeah, that's it. That's really all I got with that. But we got a lot to get to. Jack is here, obviously, with the Canned Air Podcast because he is here to sort out this Ubisoft. No, he's not. He's actually here to
talk Ubisoft about fucking insider.
Put it on the table. Let me
put it all out. Put it all out. No, he's actually. You know, the Last of Us series. We embarked on that series because it released the first episode yesterday. So I invited him on because I know he watched it and he seemed to enjoy it. Don't give anything away. But, so we will get into that by the end of the show because we don't want to spoil anything. So by the end of the show, that's your cue. If you haven't seen it and you want to see it, that way we don't. You know, like I said, spoil anything. Okay.
Let's play the game. It can't be spoiled, really.
Well, tell anyone that. Ubisoft is having a bunch of things. There's a lot of things that Ubisoft is trying to do, wanting to do, doing. It's not all great. Let me tell you that. We're going to talk about digital to physical sales. I feel like none of this is surprising. But we will get into that as well. Will you be able to use your PlayStation 5 and a certain Discord, maybe? That's happening. So if you use Discord, I guess that would be fun. If you don't use Discord, like Verlaine doesn't, he doesn't give a shit. So there you go. Yeah.
Maybe I should start using Discord.
What's a Discord?
What's that? All right. So, but like we always do, we got to talk about what we've been gaming. And Jack, you know what? You're the guest. This is how it goes. We're gonna ask you to go first. So, what have you been gaming this week?
I've been playing a little bit of Overwatch, of course, because it's Overwatch.
Yep.
A little bit of Midnight Suns, which that game, it's almost a love-hate type of thing right now. Ooh. Because it's RTS, which I like. That's fine. Card game, eh. I've played games. I mean, Demio is a card game, basically. A card board game.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really bother me. What bothers me is when you select a mission, you go to a big holo table, just kind of like it was with Marvel's Avengers. Select your mission. You go to your mission. And if you fail, you have no choice but to either try it again or... you have to go back to an old save. It doesn't take you right back to like the main hub network. Which is kind of a pain in the ass. It's weird. Yeah. You have to
just beat the level.
You have to go to the title screen and then you have to load and hopefully your autosave you know, before I think before you go on the mission, it auto saves right there, so you have to just load into that, which it's stupid. I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah.
But other than that, the game's it's pretty cool. The main character, I don't really like the voice actors that they chose for him because it's the guy that does Cassidy. He just doesn't sit. Maybe it's because of the way I made my character look. Okay. It just doesn't work for me.
Oh, just for your character, or?
Well, no, the male character. If you choose male, because you make your own character, like, and then you.
Hey there, partner. Let's go touch some interns.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Verlaine, that was the creator. That was that wasn't the actual character.
It's the same thing.
His name's McCree.
The name's McCree. Yeah.
And I finished High on Life.
Pull down your
nice. Good. Good.
Yeah. And the choices that you make don't matter at all.
Nope.
Nice.
Nope.
But it was fun. It was a good game.
I didn't beat it. Don't tell me.
Dave, did you beat it, Dave?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about every little detail so it ruins Verlaine's experience.
Did you get the little the hidden deal where you find out if there's going to be a sequel? Or it puts the sequel into plausibility. I think I did.
Yeah, I think I did. We'll talk about that off the show so Verlaine doesn't cry. I don't want
to. All right.
Poor guy.
Let's do it.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
That new gun. It's sweet. Let's do it.
Oh, and I've been playing a mobile game, which I hardly ever do.
Okay.
That Marvel Snap card game. It's another card game. It's actually pretty fun. I've played I don't know how many matches and lost one, so I don't know if it's putting me against players or if it's bots.
Hmm. Botting it up.
Yeah. Some of them I think are bots because it'll be like the player icon will be like Scarlet Witch and the name of the person is like Wanda. And I'm like, no.
You send them a private message saying like, fuck off, and they're like, thank you.
You can't. All you can do is emote. Back and forth. Smart. So yeah, there's no chat or nothing.
Well, apparently there is actually news for Marvel Snap. Let me just throw it out there real quick. Late January is going to be getting PvP battle mode.
So it was bots.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's why I don't play any card games.
And apparently a friend of mine told me that depending on the card you get, you can actually get money for. I don't know if it's like in-game currency or if it was like money. I have to clarify that. I'm sure it's in-game currency, though. It doesn't make sense. But yeah, depending on how rare the card is that you get, it's a kind of a NIFT type deal, I guess, almost.
NIFT.
Remember those?
NIFT, yeah. What else?
That's it. That's all I've been playing this week. All
right, cool. I'm going to go next. How about that? I'll go second. I don't really have much. You know, I've been playing some Overwatch with Yun's guys. I got back into Cyberpunk as well. You know, just kind of, I'm not really taking it that seriously.
Yeah, that's right. You bought it for $5, so you might as well.
Ten.
Was it 10? That's right.
That's why I take it a little more seriously.
That $5 more.
Yeah. But I'm not actually taking it seriously. I'm just kind of just playing it. It's fine. It's like some, you know, I got to waste a little bit of time. So,
did you give yourself a big penis?
You know, I went to do a new game, but it didn't give me that option.
Huh. I knew it. That was fucking the game up. That stupid mechanic, the dick mechanic, was fucking the game up.
Slow down, Verlaine. I don't know if that's the case, but okay, it could be.
That was a sign, and I even said it. That sign right there, because I played it, and they had the issue with the dick and the tits clipping through the clothes.
Yeah.
And I was like, the fact that they even have mechanics for genitalia is just another thing that's going to fuck the game. Like, just another thing that can go wrong.
Like, it's all excited.
It's actually too much of an overburdened engine to handle wings.
Yeah,
there you go. yeah, so that you know, I didn't do that, but yes. And then I played Axiom Verge 2. It's one of the free games this month for the PlayStation, And it's fine. It's a side scroller. There's nearly not much to report about it. If you have PlayStation, that's a free game. You should at least give it a go. I'll probably play a little bit of it, but it's definitely not a game I would finish. I would probably lean more towards Mike. Mike, that's probably more of a game that you would dig. Actually, even so, Verlaine, you like a good side scroller, so you might like it. But you don't like PlayStation, so you don't care. Oh, you already have it, so it doesn't
matter. Yeah, I paid for mine like a dumbass.
Ah, what a sucker! That's why I wait. Yeah. I wait 3 years until I can get labor free, something like that.
That's how you do it.
Oh, that's how you do it. Yeah. So, but that's it. That's it. Not too much. Not too much. So, Verlaine, why don't you go to you, Mike? You're going to go last, so you're going to sit there and like it. Verlaine, you go. Well, next.
I haven't done either a lot either. I started playing Hitman 3 again.
Yeah.
I completed Hitman 3. I started Hitman 1, and the original plan that I was going to do was I was going to go through 1 and 3 simultaneously, but I ended up just going through 3. I skipped 2. I have no idea anything about 2, so I'm turning it on, and it's almost like a fucking fresh new game because there's all these locations I have no idea about. It's fucking amazing. The game is still sweet as fuck. Overwatch 2, obviously. I started playing comp actually a couple weeks ago. I just play when I have, like, no one to play with. Like, when Jack's not around,
that's what
I'll play a Mystery Heroes, and then I'll play a comp game as a healer. And so far, I'm winning all of them, which is sweet. But I haven't completed my preliminaries or whatever the fuck. However, so here's a fucking kick to the nuts. I was able to have, I had a Switch this weekend because my kid was in town. And I was like, oh, sweet. I'm going to try Overwatch because I just need to know how the fuck this thing is, like, how they're fucking us. So I download the game and then I'm like running into the fucking problems that people had with syncing the thing up. And I'm like, oh, fuck, BattleNet. All right, so I go on and I go into BattleNet from my phone. When it scans, it goes to BattleNet. I put in my information, but I put in information for a different account, like one of my first accounts. It's not the one tied to Xbox. And so I'm like, fuck, I need to just switch it. I'm done. I can't play the game, dude. I cannot play. It will not let me take that back because the next step is enter the phone number. My phone number is already in use, is what it says. Mm. No other options. The game automatically you turn it on. You know how you push A to enter the game?
Yeah.
Push A, it just says error, some error. Then you push A and it just loads that. And then if I uninstall it and reinstall it, it goes defaults to the scan screen that goes right to the phone number, not letting me change the account. I have to get in touch with Blizzard if I was even going to fucking do with anything with that.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's bogus, dude. Yeah, oh, I'm not going to. I just, fuck it. I'm not going to even try it.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before, and it's just like there are people out there that don't have personal numbers.
Yeah.
So it's like, so they're fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
so.
You can't, if I wanted my kid to play it, he can't.
Right.
If I even wanted him to, he can't. And that's stupid. Like Nintendo, honestly, like just going through the process of buying him a game, their security for children, God bless their hearts. It's almost like they're protecting children. They're protecting children so much that they're trying to make up for something. I'm not saying anything, but it's almost like you're going too far. Almost like the politician who hates gays but ends up being gay.
What are you getting at?
I'm just saying it's a ridiculous amount of security for a console that all you got to do to keep everybody secure is what they've done. Lack of communication. That's it. Everything else just doesn't seem like they need to do it because no one else is doing it. Either way, that was my experience with games. Hitman 3 is still sweet and I'm going to keep playing it. And it's still on Game Pass. One more side note. Game Pass, dude, have you noticed? Anyone been on Game Pass? There's like 2 games that are in the recently put in. Usually the recently added to Game Pass thing at least has 10 games all the time. Now it's all the way down to 2 games because that's all they've put on. I'm starting to get a little worried.
Hmm. Yeah, what are you worried about?
We're going to stop getting the value of Game Pass because they're going to stop adding things so frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Not, like,
the it just makes me happy to make you, that it makes you sad. That's all.
Oh, man. Not sad enough to buy a PlayStation.
Sorry. Ooh, okay. Mike, what are you saying? Sorry.
Oh, like, because I get Games with Gold, it's just down to, like, 2 releases. And I thought, oh, well, but maybe after they've, like, reconfigured stuff, now that they've cut off most backwards compatibility, they'll just add 3 or 4 indie games, because, you know, PlayStation does 3. Nintendo, on average, does about 3. Maybe look to that one more game.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, it's about 3.
Two games on Games of Gold for, like, since they dropped it. But I think that between that, paying for licenses to keep some games on there, it's starting to slow down to a trickle. So unless the developers that they've purchased are, like, going to make games exclusively to release on Game Pass,
they will. Every new game that's exclusive, they will. They have to. This is the same issue that EA Access had, but whatever. I digress.
It's true. All right, any other games you got there, Verlaine?
Oh, no, I was done. I thought Mike was a...
Okay, Mike, take it away.
I have been playing more of Genshin Impact. I worked my way up to Adventure Rank 15 so that I could play with my wife and her sister. They have blown miles ahead of me in terms of gameplay. Like I said last week, the game's really fun. It's a really cool romp. I really like the stories. I'm a big fan of the characters. It's a surprisingly well-written game. You do get like a full-fledged JRPG kind of experience, or if you just want to run solo and just beat the shit out of goblins that are in the world, you're free to do that too. I have started to run into some really tough bosses by venturing into areas that I'm not supposed to be. So I've now reached the point where I can actually ascend my characters, because if you hit level 20, you've maxed out your character for now. So unless you've like paid for some of, unless you've paid using some of the in-game currency for some of the items to like enhance your character, then you're kind of capped at that level. So if you've played some like mobile games, again, it's about like mobile games features, it works that way. You'll need special items that you have to do a lot of farming for in order to level up your characters. So this also costs in-game money, and the higher level your characters get, the more resources and the more virtual currency it's going to cost. And then depending on how strong you get and how partier gets, and how large your party gets from summoning characters via the wishes, which I did not know this. So you get these things, you get the Prima Gems. It costs 160 Prima Gems per character draw. Okay, that's fine. But for some characters, you need special items from duplicate draws that you can only get from them to ascend those characters to a higher level. So because the drop rate for some of the established characters is so low, I have to do an extra amount of grinding for the Prima Gems. So that's a little bit of a pain.
If it's a game you play all the time, why don't you just dump some money into it? I find it makes the game easier. They deliberately make the game very valuable when you put money into it, whether it's the battle passes or whatever. Like Warzone's battle pass was fucking amazing. You pay for one battle pass. If you don't get greedy, you will have a free battle pass every season as long as you keep playing.
Yeah.
You know, Overwatch and stuff. So like it means, and like especially a game like that, like, dude, I mean, it's not. I don't think it's like shitty to fucking buy that shit.
Oh no, of course. There's this like $5 beginners tier. You pay for it, and every day for like 30 days, you get like 90 of those gems, which goes towards character draws. So I paid for one of those, and I also paid for like a $10 pack, which gave me like 2,000. And I've been able to unlock some characters that way, and I've also got some items for items for more ascension. So I'd say that for what you get for a free to play game, I know that people tear those models to shreds. I think it's fine because you're paying for what you want. If the convenience of like buying extra XP, gems, or crystals makes your experience easier, it's fine. I've never really had a problem with that. It's not necessarily thievery. It's like, you know, if you're at McDonald's and you want their like a 4-for-4 combo meal, and you want, I don't know, an extra 10-piece chicken nugget, no one's calling that thievery. So
okay, so how about this? All right, so
unless you steal the chicken nuggets.
Speaking of paying, so I went and paid for a Founders Pack for fucking Multiverses, right? And the benefit of that is you get character tickets.
Nothing.
When
a character zero comes benefit.
Out, right? When it, so it's supposed to be when a character comes out, you have the tickets so you can get them immediately. Except the characters come out so far that you already have enough gold every time a new character. So I wasted the money. And that's a bad model because they had an idea and probably were like, oh shit, so many people are going to complain and whine and fucking be babies about it. We're just going to make it fair anyways. And just really, they just fucked the people who were trying to like found and like make the game something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Bad taste in my mouth over that shit. Like, I haven't spent one fucking character ticket.
It's weird because that's what gave you a bad taste. What gave me a bad taste in my mouth is that game sucks.
No, that game was good. I liked it. I still play it. I still dip in every once in a while, like for sure. And I win and I lose and I still enjoy it, but it's gotten stale because the characters, like I guess it's just they had the right characters for me at that time, I guess.
Yeah, it's run a little bit dry, it seems. Like I guess they're thinking of, ooh, who can we add to surprise for like this follow-up season? After Stripe and Black Adam, it's been a little quiet.
It seems Black like Adam. they're doing stuff with skins because there's a new skin for Finn. I don't know if it's out. I think it is. And he's like the green one from the show. What's his name? I can't remember his name. Like Leaf or something stupid. So he's a plant-based Finn. But here's the thing. Like, you're looking at me like confusion because, yeah, unless you give a fuck about that property, adding these skins just for specific dialogue gets nobody's fucking goose going, especially when the main skins, Batman, we're never going to get new shit from him. Rick and Morty, you're just pulling audio from the fucking show and then none of it's original. Nobody gives a fuck. You can give us 18 versions of fucking Superman or Wonder Woman. No one fucking cares. You can't get in depth with story in a game like that. They're trying to do like, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. Like, we get it. Like, cool. Velma says something about Superman being dead. I mean, really, is that enough for me to buy a Superman skin and keep playing the game?
Yeah, probably. I feel like what they should do is copy Smash Brothers Brawl and take like a single player space emissary mission mode. And you can just run a character through like, I don't know, a like side scroller brawler beat 'em up.
So they have that would be cooler. They have an arcade mode, but there's no story at all to it. None.
Yeah,
you said that was kind of stupid anyway, though, didn't you?
Yeah, the characters just have maybe little buffs. Like you'll fight instead of fighting Morty at the end, he's called like Evil Morty, and he might be like faster or something. Like it wasn't a good arcade mode. I expected some sort of story giving a purpose to what the fuck is going on.
Mega Morty or something like that.
That's sweet. That'd be kind of sweet. Other than that, I bought River City's Girl. Can't talk. River City Girls 2. It came out a little while ago. I imported it, and my copy is on its way. It's gonna be there. It's one of those games that I double dipped on. It's a little bit of an improvement over the first game. The first game I enjoyed because I love the Cuneo games. But the first game, it suffered from that Scott Pilgrim versus the World thing where the enemies were just HP sponges and it took forever to like just beat regular foot soldiers down. This one, they juggled up the combat a little bit and you can do air combos a little easier. So it feels like a better game on that front. And also, I love the new playable characters because Marianne from Double Dragon they've included, and Billy and Jimmy Lee are now also in the game. And I'm a giant Double Dragon mark, so that made me happy.
That's sweet.
I love stuff like that. I felt like the Lee twins have deserved better over the years. Like Double Dragon Neon was fun, but it's also kind of stiff and a little awkward. So River City Girls 2, pretty fun. And the last game I've been playing is one that I've been recording footage for, Battle Arena Toshinden on the PlayStation 1. It was one of those fucking launch games for the PlayStation, and it was supposed to be a virtual fighter killer. This is one of the crappiest fighting games from the era, because it was early 3D, and at that point in time, they didn't know how to utilize like sidestepping in like 3D fighters. So 3D fighting games for the most part played like 2D fighting games just in a 3D plane. So they added like a dodge in this one, and it works and doesn't. Like, it works whenever it wants to because enemies will still track your attack if you're close enough. Because the game plays a little bit like Street Fighter, if like Street Fighter was like hit in the head with a fire extinguisher and drunk, That's you'll rape. Try.
What's that? Nothing. Go ahead.
you'll like try to execute some of the combos, but it's just very clunky. Very similar to how Verlaine was explaining, like the way Street Fighter 1 works. Now you don't have to hold the buttons down in Battle Arena Toshinden to do the special moves, but since this was the early period in fighting games where they were kind of introducing like desperation moves or super attacks, to do some of these moves, it's fucking complicated. So the old man foe has this super move where he just farts on you and it takes away like 70% of your life bar. But to do the move, you have to press like up, down, full circle forward, full circle back, diagonal away, and then diagonal towards your opponent, and then like three buttons. It's the stupidest input ever.
it was like the original like Mortal Kombat fatality. It was, yeah. There was you know so what? People, many fucking buttons that you needed to hit in like 0.3 seconds.
And
it
I'm
was
sure like, people what? Said that about Akuma's fucking death touch. I got that shit down, dude. I got that. Like, yeah. That's just muscle memory for me on a control pad in the arcade. Like,
oh, yeah. But light punch, forward, yeah. Light kick, hard punch.
Hell yeah.
Unblockable. Nails everybody every time.
Right on. Yeah. All right, what is your this week's retro reboot, Michael? Whatever.
I just this week's retro. I'm sorry, it's contagious. Yeah. My retro reboot this week. One of my favorite fighting games from the era. Since I played a garbage one, I figured I'm gonna play a good one, and it's one that I'm surprised I haven't talked about earlier. Darkstalkers.
I've been playing that.
I'm doing the first one for now. Sweet. But man, the first time I played this game, it was on a school trip to a Washington D.C. and the Comfort Inn had like a little arcade corner that used to be a thing, and that was the first time I played Darkstalkers. I probably That's spent awesome. Like $18 on this game, and I would just pick John Talbane and I would just do his like flash dash attack and just chain that together with a bunch of other moves. God, yeah, the game was so cool.
Fucking what's his name? Donovan, the vampire. Dimitri.
Yeah. Who essentially played like Ryu. He played like Ryu and Ken. He could do a massive ton of damage. He also had like one of those like Akuma style attacks. Yep. It was just Midnight Bliss, which turned everybody into like a woman and like
then he bit him.
I loved it. Game had so many cool, unique animations.
Mike, you have a question. You have a question. Has Rygar ever been visited by Russian?
Rygar.
Is it Rygar?
Rygar.
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 I always said Rygar. Okay.
Yeah, I always heard Rygar growing up. I have not gotten to that one yet, but I do have it. It is on the docket. I used to be able to beat that game in like 30 minutes because like my cousin used to be able to. I need to get that good at it again though. But that one's coming. I need to.
Get good. Oh, okay. All right. Cool. So eventually that'll come, right? Eventually that'll happen. Yeah. That's cool. All right. All right, guys. I actually have a special announcement today to let you guys know. You know, we've been really working hard. We've been really, you know, doing our part and really trying to make this show, you know, move forward as much as we can. I'm here to tell you that the ball is now in your court. It is all up to you to make this show good. I am no longer going to be working hard on the show. Okay. So it is all up to you to make this happen. Why am I saying this? Is because this is what the fucking CEO of Ubisoft had said to their employees. Could you imagine a fucking your boss telling you, all right, I've done as much as I can. Now it's up to you guys. Like, oh, okay, thanks. So, yeah, the CEO, Yez Guillermo? I don't know how he's
Guillermo?
Guillermo? Is that what it is? Yeah. Has asked the employees to tighten their belts when it comes to future spending as well. Yeah, great. Thanks for the good news, I guess. Is any of you sent back by that? Because, I mean, a CEO telling a multi well, I would you say billion? Probably million, probably multi-million dollar company that he's pretty much, I don't know what else to do. This is kind of a problem, right? Because
we need another idea other than Assassin's Creed.
Well, that's pretty much all they have.
right.
And then after that, they pretty much they have delayed Skull and Bones again.
Yep, I heard about that.
Yeah, stay the fuck away from that game. I don't care who you are, if you are listening or watching right now and you are looking forward to buying that game, stop. Stop looking forward to buying that game. This game will not be good. This game will be Cyberpunk 2077 part two.
I'm gonna make a prediction here because of all
please,
this stuff.
Please do.
I am predicting that yes, everybody, even them, they have to by now know that this is the nail in the coffin. Even if the game really is working, they're done. So we're going to see Black Flag 2. We're going to see either this is going to have Assassin's Creed on the title or Black Flag on the title. Watch, because they cannot come out with this game anymore. No one will buy it. So you have to tag, because whatever they're doing to try to make it different from Assassin's Creed, it's not working.
No.
Just be Assassin's Creed. That's all people want anyways, is Assassin's Creed.
Do they still, though?
That's the best Assassin's Creed that there was.
I mean, to be fair, Jack, if they come out, oh, here's a new Assassin's Creed title, millions of people will be excited. You know what I mean? Because like that's what it is. That's really all they have. So Verlaine's actually, I think he's right on.
To save it, they've got to make it canon. They have to.
No.
This company's they're fucked. And what happened was they got lucky because a little fucking other company started touching their interns. Because before Activision Blizzard did,
you explained it
as crass as I am.
Yeah.
Right before that happened, it was happening at Ubisoft, and Ubisoft has this huge contract or whatever that maybe the union or who, I don't know who wrote it, but it's like the Ubisoft's, you know, like they're making everything good. And it had all these things that they had to like all these rules, you know, be equal, blah, 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 all this stuff. Well, after doing this whole like rearranging of stuff, instead of getting rid of the fucking CEO and all those people, like 25% of the employees don't work there anymore. They quit. Yeah. They can't work there anymore. So what we're seeing now is the exact same thing at Activision. This fucking douche hole, I'm going to say it, fuck him. He does not want to leave this fucking company. He is the reason why everybody's leaving, because he didn't want to step down or take responsibility for what happened and wanted to just be like, oh, I'll stay here and make it right because why should I have to leave? Well,
then he pretty much blames it on his employees saying, you got to make this right.
That's why, because he's in a place where he's just the CEO and he doesn't have enough power to get rid of these people because he fucking went and let them be like harassed or whatever. So union is keeping them there because of what he did. He is keeping himself there because of what he wants to do. That's why we're having this issue, because it really is. He's like, I can't do anything, but it's because he literally can't, because he's fucking retarded and he wants to stay at a company and be an asshole. So that's where you are. They're just going to keep abusing these people and canceling the games and having people quit. Those games probably got canceled because people keep quitting, not because they're like, oh, we need fucking all our energy on what? What the fuck do they have? A bunch of delays and cancellations.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've never said they're putting the assets into one thing. Most people do. They'll say they canceled Heroes of the Storm and they're pulling all the developers into Overwatch.
Well, I mean, the good thing about it is at least he took a pay cut, a 30% pay cut.
He was making more than just over $1 million
now. He's only making just over $1 million now. So, I mean, that, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. Keep in mind, during a meeting with all the investors, he has now projecting that the fiscal year, which apparently ends March of this year, they will lose $537 million because of all their fucking delays and bullshit. Oh, fuck. And by the fucking way, I just want to let everyone know that Beyond Good and Evil 2 is still in development.
Oh my God.
That was part of the fucking meeting. Like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, this game, Beyond Good and Evil 2 may as well be called Skull and Bones. Bones and Skulls? Skulls and Bones? What is it called? Skull and Bones. See, yeah. I don't even know the name of the game.
Wasn't there a Beyond Good and Evil 2 demo, like, years ago?
It was like just a trailer or something.
Yeah, it was not a gameplay demo. It was a trailer from, like, 2018.
Yeah.
And after that, I tried playing the game because they made it like rare made it, right?
Right.
So yeah. It was free or some shit, and it's garbage. I never played it back in the day, so it's stupid.
I always thought it sucked.
I think that we are going to see now, and I'm going to call this malicious as fuck. This dude is doing this on purpose. He's fucking killing his company because he hopes that Nintendo comes and buys them.
That's the only way they're going to live.
That's the only good thing about them right now. And the fact that they've done all that they've done and they're failing so miserably, yet they're the only fucking company out there that's partnered with Nintendo. Fucking A, dude. Nintendo's going to buy them. This guy wants them to buy them so he can leave, get paid, whatever the fuck it is, maybe stay there. That's their only hope. It's not anything that those guys do. They have to keep failing. So Nintendo is like, we're going to buy you for this much money. And that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the best thing they could do.
Keep in mind, they announced Beyond Good and Evil 2 in, are you guys ready for this? Are you, brace yourself. In 2008.
Oh, I was going to say 9.
Yeah. 2000 fucking 8 is when they announced this game. It is 2023. What the fuck are they doing? At this point, this triple A title has been in development for 15 fucking years.
Yeah.
It might be. We're talking about how bad and how shitty the Skull and Bones game keeps getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. This one might be worse than Skull and Bones.
Oh, this one will be worse. Because this game is just there's nothing. There's one fucking game. That's like saying Bayonetta 2 is coming out this far. It's not gonna fucking.
But
matter.
Not with the right voice over actor.
It'll come out and it'll fucking fail miserably, or it won't come out at all.
Well, that's
the company's gonna fold. They're not.
I would imagine, Verlaine. That's where it's leaning.
They're also delaying. They're canceling games because they don't want to put any more money, but they still have the assets and own them. And then they're delaying the major games until Nintendo buys them. Nintendo's going to buy them, and then with Nintendo's buying them, they're going to have those two games to polish up, release on their dime, have Nintendo on it, probably exclusive Switch, and then they're going to rehash the canceled games because they were canceled, but then they can just bring them back. And shit, Nintendo, where the fuck is Scalebound?
The Prince of Persia remake that was announced. Like, I'm pretty sure that game's just in like development hell. And yeah. They haven't said anything about
it. Who gives a shit? I'm so...
Here's a puzzle. What are we going to see first? Metroid Prime 4 or Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Shut the fuck up. That's so funny. Honestly, and this is fucking crazy, but as far as what the news has come out, I would have to go with Metroid. Yeah. I'm trying not to be a prisoner of the moment at this point, but man, it's hard not to think that that's probably gonna see the light of day with the Nintendo on the next console. By the way, I don't think it's gonna.
But we got to see Beyond Good and Evil, didn't we? Wasn't there really nothing but a logo for Metroid when they said they announced?
Well, you're right. But I mean, we didn't really get to see gameplay. It was just
Metroid. Look, if they want Metroid, what it was Metroid Prime 4?
Yeah.
Or is it? Yeah. So if they want that, dude, honestly, if they want to beat Good and Evil, they just have to fucking get 3. You have an engine right there and do a new story. Boom. So it's kind of already halfway done by having one before. You can't do that with Good and Evil 1. That game's garbage. You couldn't just fucking like use that and come out with something. I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
I'm like, I've always viewed Ubisoft as one of those like mid companies beyond like Mario Rabbids. Beyond the Mario Rabbids games, I never really cared. I wasn't really that big on Assassin's Creed.
It was okay.
Splinter Cell was cool. I like Splinter Cell more than Metal Gear Solid as far as like a stealth action game. But then I played Hitman, and Hitman outclasses both of them. So they're not really good at that. Watch Dogs was a dated concept in an already bloated market of open world sandbox games that brought nothing new to the table. What does Ubisoft really bring? I mean, it's not really that they have like a lot of in-demand titles that aren't named Assassin's Creed.
Well, they're really good at pushing back games, pushing back dates
and sequels.
They blaming their employees.
Yeah. By the way, this is everything we know about Metroid Prime 4, by the way. You're welcome. Just the picture.
Color is so clear.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah, that's so sweet. Yeah. Because, dude, I remember that. I remember when they came out and they put that on the fucking screen and people fucking lost their fucking minds. And
I saw through that bullshit. I was like, really? You guys are fucking... They didn't do shit.
They didn't show anything. Nothing. Yeah.
You got letters. I'm surprised that they haven't done a Metroid Prime like trilogy collection yet. Where's that?
There's so many games out there that when there's a big event, you know, like a video game awards or whatever, and they put stuff on the screen. Like, there's so many games out there that you could just whisper the name and people lose their fucking minds for like no reason at all. You know, be like
GTA,
Metal Gear. You know, like you wouldn't even need to show anything, just a voice of someone saying Metal Gear.
Can you imagine if Sony announced like we're working on a new Twisted Metal, like fans would shit their pants.
Yeah, like, they would. Well, and instead, you know what, well, fuck it, we'll just make a TV show. Which is actually
happening. Right, that's a thing.
We'll see what that even looks like. So all right, let's stop shitting on Ubisoft for a second. I mean, I don't mind it. I enjoy it very much, but yeah. Well, all right, but let's get to a new controller, because that's what we do on this show. We always feature controllers, right?
This is 4 weeks in a row.
No, what is it, three now?
Four.
4 weeks in a row? Yeah. It's always a new controller. This might as well be called the controller show, or video game control. No.
Remote control. Remote. How about we call it MTV's remote control?
Yes, that's, yeah. That's what we're going to call it. Well, it turns out that the Switch is, they're doing whatever they can to combat that wicked drift, that Joy-Con drift, with their own, with a different Joy-Con. In this case, it's the GameCube Joy-Con. Yay! Now the reason why they're combating it is apparently you can switch out the controls a little bit, so apparently that helps combat Joy-Con drift. You can pop them out and put in new ones, and there you go. Hey, all right, Joy-Con drift is now now figured out.
Do they have GameCube games on the store front?
Not yet.
Awesome.
Exactly. It doesn't make fucking sense. Why it's like, oh, this is gonna be nostalgic, people are gonna love this, we're not gonna put any games out.
I know you that can't. It's because of like Smash Melee. This nostalgia for the GameCube controller, like, I like the controller, but that's the controller that people are
it's just a fucking controller. It's like the controller they made for fucking VTech or whatever for fucking babies with the big buttons, and every time you push one, a fucking different sound effect will fucking play. Can't play GameCube games. They're not going to emulate GameCube because those games were fucking almost like PlayStation 1 type games.
They're on a disc.
Those aren't going to emulate at all.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wanted a controller with a T button. That's what I've always
Two T's.
That's what I want. Oh, if only I could get that T button. Why did I ever get a T button?
Give me some Game Boy Advance games on the freaking online store.
Yeah. Well, Bosifa says that he needs big buttons. I have big hands, Verlaine. I that might be a sexual advance to you. I don't really know. No,
take it.
Yeah, might be. I don't know. I can't assume.
You can't.
I can get in trouble.
you would get in trouble. All right, how about this is wonderful news. I actually have, I don't know if you guys are even aware of this news, but I have news that comes from Google Stadia, to be more accurate. Okay, are you this news to me was the most Google thing that I've ever heard of in my life. Okay, Google Stadia has released a new game.
Nice. What game?
It's called Worm Game.
Worm. Is it like Snake?
Worm Game or something.
So why?
Oh my god. I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder if that was one of their contractual obligations, because they
I mean, it would have to be.
I mean, who signed off on that title? I mean, because fucking give them a fucking job.
Yeah. Keep in mind, Google Stadia shuts down on Wednesday.
Buy that fucking game now so that you can't play it Thursday.
Like, what? Wait a minute. What are we doing here? Yeah. Well, I mean, you if you still got that controller, man, you got that Google Stadia controller, it's going to be obsolete. So you might as well play a new game before it happens.
I'm waiting to see if anybody like reverse engineers that tech to use it to just like connect to other things or maybe even have the game be like its own independent launcher of something.
Oh my God, I just found a screenshot. Keep talking. I'm gonna get this ready for you guys.
Is it fresh nudes?
Yeah, fresh nudes coming up.
Right. Yeah, you could tell a lot about a console by the games, by the game titles. And even if the console makers don't make the games, look, Nintendo had a seal of approval back in the day because they didn't want certain shit on there. They're not going to let a game called like Worm Me in the Butt like on their fucking console.
Why would anyone put that on their console?
Well, you know, Google Stadia, like what is it called? Wormhole?
Worm game,
yeah. And they probably call it Worm Game because someone thought Worm Me in the Butt was too good. See, look at that. It might as well be called Worm Me in the fucking Butt. It's like Pac-Man Snake or something.
Yeah, it's
that's exactly what it is.
What it is, it's Worm from the old Nokia cell phone is what it is, right? Like, that's what it is. And, you know, you're going to get it for 2 days.
How much is it? Because I'm on it.
Oh, I would love to know the price of this. I don't think it mentions that.
Those graphics are pretty damn
sweet. Yeah, that's so good. Oh, man. So why didn't this come out earlier? I think like that's really...
That was in development since 2008.
Yeah. Worm Game can be played now. Oh, it's free. Now by anyone with a Google Chrome browser.
Oh, so it's stupid.
I'll be right back.
I gotta go play it. I'll be right back. Next week, what have you been playing, Jack? Well, I played Worm Game on Wednesday.
In the year 2023.
Yeah. Good job, Google. Good job. I don't understand that. That doesn't make
sense. There's something wrong with early Newgrounds Flash games looked better than your brand new titles in 2023.
I mean, I would take it over that, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go. PlayStation 5, their 7.0 update will include full Discord support and ability to stream PS5 games. Now, that's cool. I think that's a great idea. If you're into Discord, that's actually really awesome. I honestly can't really say anything bad about this. This is something that all consoles need to do.
But wait, so if you paid for the highest tier subscription, you mean to tell me they weren't able to play these games streaming yet?
What do you mean?
Or are you saying you can stream your gameplay to Twitch? You know what I'm saying? Are they talking about streaming games from the cloud or streaming onto Twitch by default through this? Because I don't have PlayStation 5, so I don't know if you can do that. Either way, streaming
through Discord.
Via the cloud. Stream PS games via the cloud.
So, like, whoever bought the package of game streaming wasn't able to do it till now. So, yeah, it is a pretty imperative fucking thing to do. Way to go. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. That's cool. Good. Discord is like, I don't know. It's catching on. They just allowed it for Microsoft a little bit ago.
Yeah,
I use Discord parties.
I use Discord. It's actually pretty great. It actually sounds a little better as far as like some group chats because their audio is actually really really good. So
yeah, it is.
I could see this being a really good thing, but like it needs to move forward. Not only does Xbox need to like really embrace that, but so does Nintendo because then they can have. But they won't. They will never do it.
They're keeping all of that to themselves. They want to be able to talk to their clientele privately.
You can talk to your friends on the Nintendo app on your phone. That's actually true. That's the only way to do it.
I'm gonna go download something else. Fuck ass.
So stupid. What are they doing?
There was something else too. I had to sign up. In order to do, oh my God, what was it? I can't remember what it was. In order to do something, I had to sign up for a subscription and it was the most remedial fucking task that I wanted to do on the Nintendo Switch, and I couldn't figure. It was dumb. I wish I remembered what it was.
Well, was it that thing where you have to pay like 50 cents for like to like link a child?
No, I did that, but I wanted to do something dumb, like change the time, or it was something weird and stupid that I wanted to do. Oh, what was it? It was something with the internet, and it had nothing to do with Nintendo, and I couldn't do it unless I fucking, it was had to do with a game that I own too, and it wouldn't let me do it without signing up to fucking online services to go through like online options of the game.
Oh God.
So, I don't know. Whatever. I just thought of that. It was fucking stupid too.
Yeah, I felt like I had that happen with like Tetris 99, where they wanted me to like re-put in my MAC address because I was like playing it at a friend's house, but they wanted my MAC address for like my router to verify that it was my account. I guess they thought I was hacking or I was being hacked or whatnot. But it was this weird like security protocol. Like just give me 2-step verification.
Pretentious fucks. They're like, they think everyone wants their games when really grown-ups don't want your fucking games, dude.
No.
Nintendo, I'm talking about.
No, okay. I was like, I don't make games really.
No, Nintendo. They do all this shit like someone's trying to, like, he's doing something mischievous because he fucking brought his portable system somewhere. Fucking blows my mind. But still.
How dare you?
Don't fire. Everybody wants our stuff. They want to just fucking give it away and sell it because we're fucking Nintendo making kindergarten games for grown-ups.
If you take apart this game, you breach your warranty. I already breached my warranty because my freaking internal fan in my Switch died when I was playing Monster Hunter Rise last year. So I had to take it apart and replace the fan because the original fan that they put in it was a piece of crap that I replaced for like $18. So make a new Switch.
That's bullshit.
Wow, guy. Hey, guy.
Speaking of bullshit, no, just kidding. Mike wrote an article. he wrote an article on our website, gamefixshow.com, and it's actually interesting. Not surprising, but, you know, the guys in the room right now, I'm sure this is something you guys can talk about. So it turns out digital games have outsold physical games in the UK, so this is just a UK thing. I would imagine it's probably rings true in the States as well, by nearly 90% last year. Mike, is there anything that we would probably need to highlight on this? Because he wrote it, so you tell us.
Most of the sales figures for this are like mobile, like mobile's tied into this. Valve and PlayStation don't give their sales numbers. So I think that they're probably looking at like the third party distributors who like post about their games because like things like the Grand Theft Auto like remastered anthology, like the digital sales for that were like pretty high in like 2021. And also it's probably just got a lot to do with the convenience of not having to leave your house and go to like a big box store to go buy games. I don't think physical games are going to be like gone permanently. That's like always the big scare about like physical forever. But there's always that like muddy details about like game ownership. If I buy my digital game, I can't sell it. I wouldn't be able to resell it. On Steam you can like you can get like refunds on Steam if like it's not a game on the Nintendo eShop. I know that they made things like a pain in the ass about like returning games. Like if you accidentally paid for Super Smash Brothers with your like stocked up points, they're not going to give you anything back. Maybe a cash voucher so that you can buy the next Mario game or whatnot.
If that ever sees the light of day,
probably. At this point, most of the games I buy are digital. At this point, if I do buy physical games, it's probably mostly through like PlayAsia or like Limited Run, for things like that. But yeah, it's one of those things that's going to kind of be a bit of, and also with like physical games, since you need to verify them on the console you play on, you're not really. You don't really have the game like the way Sneaky do. The game is just more than like the physical license for the game that you then upload and play. like there was that scare when Sony had threatened to shut down the PS store on the Vita, the PSP, and the PlayStation 3, which is still going to happen eventually. And people were wondering, are my games still going to work on those? Well, they should have no problem. They should have no problem working because you still have the game data downloaded. I could put those games on a flash drive and put them on another PlayStation 3 if I wanted to. So, I mean, is it too bad that there's no physical games?
Like, it's not. It's not. Like, yeah, I would agree. I don't think it really matters. I can get my games just as well physical and or digital, so it's fine. Yeah, but yeah, the fact that digital outweighs physical, it's not a surprise. That's not a surprise to me.
And whether or not it should be cheaper, like I think that's a little bit of a silly debate because people think that you're paying extra money for like the plastic it's contained in. No, you're not. You're pretty much paying for like you're paying the publisher and you're paying the distributor. So that's the reason why the games are the price of what they are. It's not the cellophane that the games come in that people are paying for. That's often a thing that's misconstrued in this. So sorry, physical forever, people, but it's a fight that's probably over by this point.
Yeah, I would say so.
They have to find value. They have to do something to add a feature to the actual physical copies. The only thing that's selling like DVDs and shit right now is going to be bonus features that you get. That's it. Bonus features. When people buy fucking Marvel movies now, they buy them and they want them fucking bonus features. Shit, I'm fucking hooked on them because like nowadays they're releasing shit that was cut mainly just because of time. So you're getting full versions of the real movies. So those are benefits, you know, having a different version, theatrical and DVD, unrated, rated. Those can be enough for somebody to buy the CD or the DVD, Blu-ray, whatever. Games aren't like that. Games, they have no features. Adding just the simple feature of reading the disc can be so imperative because it will bring us back to, okay, I don't have to install the game because the game's going to be read from the fucking disc like it used to be. But it's not, those discs probably aren't even programmed to do that shit anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, unless they were to do something like that, yeah, there's going to be no value, so it's going to be harder for the any company, like the smaller companies, to be like, let's publish this physically. Then you get Limited Run that's putting out things, but I mean, I hate that fucking company, like waiting that long for something when you just see them say, hey, Limited Run of Cuphead, physical copy on Nintendo Switch, only 3,000. So right there, they're making it a collector's item, so that's defeating the purpose of having a physical game. However, that collector's item isn't even going to increase in price because they usually don't for some reason because they're deliberately made to. Secondly, you order this thing, you have to wait forever. Why? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because they're so greedy, they start all these fucking projects instead of just doing one, finishing it, getting it to you, starting another one. That's why I hate that fucking company. And all the other physical copies, like, they don't increase in value. So retro games, without the huge fucking scam that went on and upped the prices, they don't raise in price. They just decrease faster or slower, all right? Because you're not getting games that are $80. If you collect Nintendo games, finding a fucking Nintendo game, an NES game that is worth $20 is a fine. But guess what? That's still like only 5% or 25% of what the game really cost. So that's not fucking anything to collect. And once you're coming to these games, even if you had physical copies, collectors, really? You're going to collect, like, Mike, you're going to collect PlayStation 5 games? That's awesome, but they will never be any kind of value at all. Right. And people are going to start realizing that. Why am I collecting all these games when I don't have half as many as Jack because I have to find the physical copies? He has every game made. His will last forever. Mine can break, and there's no value in it. There's nothing this game can do that this game can't. Oh, yeah, it can. It can't play a fucking game.
I mean, there's nothing worse than going to play a game that's on disc and the disc is scratched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, even if they did things like instruction booklets, dude, like instruction booklets from old games are worth more, especially because at some point they started making them black and white because they wanted to save money.
Yeah.
Give us something, dude, you know, something to make us want to buy a physical copy. I have a couple physical copies of movies, but just because I fucking like the movies. Kylo Ren fucking got Star Wars. Aliens. I love Aliens. Outside of that, not really.
Steelbooks, that's where it's at.
Steelbooks, I mean, look, That's what I'm seeing a lot of is
I got the Cyberpunk steelbook.
Like physical edition collectors now, like your money and your collecting is more worth when you buy the editions that are coming out now. Nowadays, instead of just having a deluxe version, they have those deluxe editions that come with a fucking statue or a prop from the game and the game and all sorts of shit. That's where the money's at, and that's where the physical collecting comes in really good, except you need to throw in all that garbage for them to buy the game, and that it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Or you can get the collector's edition of Mass Effect, the Legendary Edition, that came with a helmet, a bunch of prints, a steelbook, a little pin, no game.
And no game, because you just get the code, right? And you download the game.
No, it wasn't even a digital. It didn't come with any game.
Shit.
Yeah, I was kind of pissed.
What?
Yeah.
Was that a mistake? Are you sure? Maybe you need to contact them and be like, hey, where's my game?
No, it was all over the place because a lot of people were like, that's stupid. You're going to pay. It was like,
you can't even play the game.
Bucks, 200 bucks, I think it was. And it didn't come with the game at all.
What? That doesn't make sense.
It sounds just like.
Even Recore's sculpture came with the game.
Yeah. Remember when they made that Sonic Mania limited edition, it came with like a little paper with the code, but it had the plastic Sega Genesis. Like that. And people were like, oh my God, this is absolute bullshit. And it's like, you're pretty much paying for plastic.
I mean, once you put a game in, you put it in once. That's it. And then you keep it in. That's my bad. You put it in and you keep it in there. That's it. Battlefield 4 is in my Xbox all the time because it's only one of physical copies I have. And with a physical game, I mean, unless I want to keep walking and changing the game out, like if the game's in there.
It's like my Cyberpunk game. It's the only game that's ever been in my PlayStation 5.
And you know what? That actually is a drawback to physical copies because you can't play the game without the disc being in there. So you can't switch between physicals. You have to take one and dedicate your box to it, or else you're going to be walking back and forth switching games.
Ugh, bullshit.
You can't even play it without the disc being in there.
Yeah. Why would I ever play a video game that I was connected to the console?
Did you the disc should just automatically download the key permanently. Like if I bought money, like putting that disc in there should be like me putting in $70 into my Xbox.
Yeah, but then I can give you the disc and it would unlock it on your system too, though. So you can't really do that.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'm sure they can figure out something.
It changes your tune real quick.
they can figure out something. Yeah, they've done that plenty of times. Even with movies, like they can add serial numbers and markings where you could trace and you could stop.
Yeah, like when the Xbox One launched, that was like one of the big knocks against it is that you couldn't give a copy of the game to your friend because it would read that serial code for your console. So if you gave like an Xbox One game to your friend, it wouldn't.
That never happened though, did it? Like it'll destroy like reusing games and shit, which was a great idea. Fucking why not?
Yeah.
Kill physical copies immediately. Once it's used, it's garbage.
It's like when people online sell their consoles and they tell you how many games are on the console. And you're like, well, are you selling your profile too? Like, you fucking moron?
I'll sell my profile to somebody.
Hell yeah. Well, you would have to do that in order for me to play the goddamn game that's on the console.
Yeah. Silent Hill PT.
Oh, God. Yeah. I would immediately delete that as soon as
and then give it back. Like, I don't want this. It doesn't have PT on it.
Yeah, or you know what you could do? You could live stream deleting the PT file just to piss people off.
Yeah. That's a great idea. You guys, hey, check it out. I got a used console with PT and it's fucking gone. And
then
then just loop it.
Yeah. Just let it keep playing. Oh, they piss people off. Whatever. All right. Let's get into some movie, TV, blah 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 blah. You guys good with that? You guys good with that? No. Okay. Cool. I will just do it. No one said a word. All right. So The Boys. We got some news about The Boys season 4. The producer of The Boys have claimed this next season will include the most disgusting thing he has ever seen in television.
I don't know. I think season 3, episode 1 was the most disgusting.
That was pretty fucking disturbing. I will agree with that. But, yeah, so I guess, which means, I guess that means that it's going to be even grosser. I don't even know how you can make it any grosser than that.
Well, the whole series has gone like this.
It really has. You're right. So, yeah.
There are no limits.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. And they should. This show was made for that, right? Yeah. I mean, like they're not scared of, you know, like, no, I don't want too many people to watch. They're just saying, fuck it. Let's go. Let's do it. Because this is what it would fucking be in the world if there was full of superheroes. Mm-hmm. It really would. Like, I know it sounds fucked up, but it's fucking true. Like, I mean, if one of us could, you know, be Superman and fucking fly around and just destroy the Earth, yeah, you might destroy a building or two.
I would end up being probably a borderline villain.
Yeah, no, you're a villain.
Borderline villain. I have a good heart, though. Huh?
Being a Brightburn.
Yeah.
I never watched that.
I would be on TV hawking my stuff like one of those like syndicated TV hosts. Like, hey, if you need me to pick up your shed and move it over here, I can pick it up for your shed for $2.99 an hour.
I would be Hancock. Fuck everyone else. That's the type of superhero I would be. I would just be drunk all the time, and I don't give a fuck. No one's gonna tell me not to, right? I mean, if you do.
Yeah, because if you try to be hero guy all the time, eventually you're going to get burned out because people are going to treat you like you're Jesus and you'll be there for everything, except that you're somebody with your own needs and your own desires, and you can't just drop what you're doing to go, save somebody's cheese that's stuck behind a fridge.
Did Jesus have superhero powers? Anyway.
Great carpenter.
He came back from the dead. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, all right. So, producer of The Boys, season 4.
Nice.
Hella disgusting. I can't wait. Can't fucking wait. All right.
No word on when?
No, it didn't say when.
While you wait, indulge in Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
I fucking love that show.
I'm still good. 2 seasons behind. I need to catch
I'm on
up.
3. I'm almost done with 3.
It's fun.
Nice.
I like it.
Yeah. You would like it.
Bunch of kids kicking the shit out of each other.
You know what else you would like? Gearing up for production this year is the Alien TV show. It's happening. I would imagine that means 2024 we'll see it.
I don't know. I'm quick. Yeah, it's
because like they do movies, but like it sounds like the like creative differences keep changing every time. So maybe with the television show, it'd be interesting to see how like their ideas. Because I think if you took Prometheus and made it into a TV show, I think it'll probably be easier for like people to understand what's happening in it and some of that deleted stuff.
Definitely.
Because like when I read the stuff of what happens when Shaw and David get to the planet, if that was in movie, I think people would have loved that. Or at least would have found it very gripping. So, but maybe it's time.
Why is Magneto on this planet?
Fucking what's his name? Ridley Scott is still involved in this one too.
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
So he was the one who fucked up Prometheus, but then unfucked it. Especially if you watch the deleted scenes and actually replace some of the scenes, like the scene where the mutant guy kills everyone.
Yeah. Oh, you were telling me about that one.
Yeah. If you watch the deleted version of that,
spoiler.
So the deleted version of that is fucking amazing because the guy is the first. He looks like an alien because it molded his suit onto him and his append. Dude, it was crazy that they took that out. But yeah, I'm interested in the show just to see if it's gonna explain anything. Because one thing we don't really have is a solid origin for the aliens. That is like agreed upon.
Well, we don't really know exactly when this is going to.
It's supposed to be happening. The time period is supposed to be nowadays, which is really fucking weird.
Hold on. The upcoming TV series due to be set on Earth roughly 70 years from now.
Okay, so like 70 years in the future, and that's weird because like Alien Predator happens like all kind of I think like around this area, this time period, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Even if it's 70 years, even if it's 100, that's close enough to be like nowadays. It's not like that far in the future. So like,
it's not nowadays. No, it's
70 where years. Were the how would the aliens
70
be
years? Yeah, but around. compared to the year 26 something, it's like now it's like present day as opposed to the future. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But what?
So that means that pretty much means if it's going to take place in like present day time, it's like, welcome, I'm on the Aliens TV show right now. Aliens aren't even around in Earth.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, they.
What was that, Jack?
They came. Predators were here since, you know, in 1997 and before they came in. Like, literally, they were here in 1997. And Predators, Alien vs. Predator, was kind of like nowadays times. Predators supposedly brought the aliens here and were doing this shit way before they even got here in 97 or in 80, whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's the origin that Ridley Scott doesn't like that as his origin, but the origin he gave us, he fucked, which was Prometheus.
That makes zero sense.
But then that still screws up.
Why did he do that?
The movies and aliens when they don't know what they're fighting, and all of a sudden they find this new alien species.
Exactly. But that's the thing. No, they don't know what they're fighting, but Waylon has always been part of it, because when they went there to the colony, and the colony, we thought the colony, you know, it was the first facehugger was on Newt's dad. They find the experimental thing where they always knew there. They did it on purpose. They sent that guy there on purpose.
I forgot about the whole Waylon-Utani
part. There was something that
corporations.
They need to bridge the reverse gap from Covenant and Prometheus to aliens, because they're set way far time wise, yet the technology is primitive. So what they could have done was aliens, this show, could infest Earth, destroy Earth, set it back to like a Stone Age. Their technology has been fucked, and they had to salvage whatever was left. Because Prometheus, they have holograms and fucking like all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
But they're using dot matrix and all this kind of fucking tube TVs in the 71, you know, so that was something to me that didn't make sense.
And that's also kind of weird, because I don't know who of the like Waylon family would still be alive to have any kind of major influence in that, because both him and his daughter are dead. So
yeah, there's got to be some long line of whatever. Come on, that's easily done. You could just say, oh, it was a third cousin of whatever.
They did make, but Bishop, you know, was after Bishop. You know, so was his likeness. And the whole thing is about this fucking immortality and the black goo, so who knows what the fuck they can fucking pull out their ass.
Yeah.
Maybe David can recreate fucking Bishop somehow.
Black goo. Not Bishop, but.
It's not too late to salvage, and I think that the Alien franchise lore wise is in a better place than Terminator, because Terminator just
keeps definitely
oh yeah there's
oh
yeah
my God. Terminator like Terminator can and that Genesis man was so good.
Genesis was.
I actually finally watched Dark Fate. I actually kind of liked it.
I have not seen that yet. I have to watch that one.
It's okay.
Wait, did I?
Huh.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't remember.
With what's her name is back. Yeah,
Sarah Connor.
Yeah, Sarah Connor. Did you just pull an Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Was Dark Fate? No, Genesis was the one that they redid with the Asian liquid metal guy, or was that Dark Fate?
That was Genesis. Fate is like the storyline of it is like the storyline from T2 after that one continues. So that's the one where Doctor Who doesn't like kill Connor, and then Connor becomes a Terminator. So this is like the. It's
the real one.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We're going nowhere here. All right. moving on. Why come up with a new Dead Space video game when you could just make a movie? Apparently a Dead Space movie is in production and no one fucking cares. Right?
No, because they're redoing the game. Why? I mean,
no one cares.
Don't need both of them.
Market, but we're hitting over saturation here with these adaptations.
It's like we don't give a shit about that. No one really cares. So really nothing is with this. It's just an announcement that it's in, I don't know, development, whatever that means. I have an idea. Let's make an announcement. And like, and that's really how this goes. All right. As far as the DCU goes, apparently, oh God, this DC is just, they just love to do shit. You know what I mean? And I don't even know what it is. So the DCU and Matt Reeves, the Batverse to be developed as separate entities. So again,
wait, who's Matt Reeves, the Batman, the guy who did the Batman,
Yeah. Yeah. So again, DC is trying to pull together some kind of Justice League, blah, blah, blah. But then they're like, but then the new Batman is not going to be related.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It makes me crazy.
This is, here's DC. Okay. This is DC's issue. Their fucking bosses, the higher ups, have no balls. So what happens is, these awesome artists who they have to hire and not train come into DC and they're like, I want to do Batman. Or they say, you do Batman. And then they do Batman. And then their story is totally off and can't work. And instead of saying no, they're like, okay, we'll just make it a different universe. So they don't tell anyone fucking no. And then you get garbage. So then you have James Gunn saying, fucking, I want this, this, this. Let's bring this together. And this dude who made the Batman, it's like they went to him and like, hey, is it okay if we use him? And he's like, nah, I want my own universe. Fuck you. He's in the universe, dude. You don't want to direct it. We'll find someone else who does. That's the fucking issue. It's almost like they're letting everyone except for the executives make the decisions on these movies. Hey, Rock wants to bring in Superman. Okay, one guy's like, let him. And the other guy's like, nah, let's fuck Cavill completely and just say, nah, we're not doing that. We changed our minds or whatever the fucking story was. I mean, it's not like it wasn't as simple as The Rock saying, come on over, trust me, and him saying yes. He's not that stupid. He had to have looked into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's their issue is continuity. You think they're about to do the smart thing that Marvel wants to do. And then they still, to this day, are probably James Gunn is like, yeah, we're going to do it. How are you going to do it, dude? You're going to have a different Batman running around, different Superman character. Like, what the fuck else? You got to tie it to the fucking Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Well, James Gunn confirmed that a young Superman movie is on the way. And in the Batverse, as they're calling it, at least three spinoff shows are reportedly in development.
Yeah, The Bane is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a shit?
Robin, who gives a shit? Like,
who else is there? Who is there?
I don't know.
Fucking Batman.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, guys, that Gotham is just Metropolis at night. So the fact that they don't even run into each other is fucking blows my mind.
Yeah.
Supposedly, they're across the water from each other. They could literally see each other, but it's always sunny in the Metropolis, and it's always dark. It makes no fucking sense.
And then there's also like freaking Bloodhaven that like the Titans are in. Like,
actually, I had a conversation with a buddy of mine last week, and it was which would you rather live, Metropolis or Gotham? And I really came up with neither. I wouldn't want to live in any of those places, because if the fucking crime in Gotham doesn't do it, then a fucking destruction of Superman or whatever. I don't want to live
through buildings.
Yeah.
And it's like so dumb. Like, you can ask somebody where they want to live in the Marvel universe and it's normal places.
It's New York, or it's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, fuck, Marvel even went to Cleveland. What the fuck? I mean, like, whatever. But.
Yeah, and then you got the Flash movie that's coming out, which I'm almost going to bet it's not gonna. Probably it's not gonna. It's like,
I don't think it will.
They can't. I mean, look, okay, dude. I mean, look at fucking Cyborg. What the fuck was that? A dude who's never had a fucking game in his life is like, fuck you guys, I'm too good for you, blah blah blah. And they're like, all right, and whatever happens. And then fucking Ezra, the coolest part of the fucking Justice League, Flash, the best character, probably the best actor in that fucking group, is fucking things up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, he did say he was guilty in his breaking and entering thing, so he will not be getting jail time. Is that
so? It was just a my bad.
I know, right? Like, oh, okay. Well, I guess that's all.
That's how it works. If you say you're guilty, you don't get in trouble.
Yeah. Apparently, that's it. And a movie star.
Yeah, we all make mistakes every now and then. I lose my shit and kidnap two people.
I mean, if you lived in Gotham, that would just be like a Thursday, you know, like, right? No big deal. Yeah. All right. Fuck DC. All right. Let's get to it. The Last of Us, I'm not gonna give you what I think about it yet. I want to hear the people that haven't played the game, which is Vanilla Ice and TV's Colonel Fancy. Have you played the game yet?
I played the game.
Oh, you have? Okay. Yeah. Well, then I guess it's just Vanilla Ice here.
Just Vanilla Ice.
I thought you played it a little bit. You just didn't finish it.
No, I played. The only thing I played was a little bit of the second game.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, okay. No clue.
All right. All right. So you're watching this show for the first time, pretty much. Like the storyline, you have no idea. You're watching it. How do you feel about it?
I have to watch more.
Well, come on. The first episode, you got to give me something. Give me something.
That's how I feel. Like, so
it's good enough that you need to watch more.
It's okay enough. Yeah, it's good enough to where I need, because it's not different yet. It's a zombie flick. Look, being a gamer, I'm not stupid, so I could know that, well, the second one, the girl's alive, and dude's alive in the first one with this girl, so why show us the whole fucking daughter scene?
Well, because that was at the beginning of the first one.
Okay, right. So, my question to you, you had to give
Joel a...
that's character building.
Yeah,
right, but to somebody who kind of already knew what was going on, it was obvious, way obvious. I'm like, I was telling my girlfriend, I'm like, they're doing all of this to kill her. Watch. They're doing all of this just to kill her. And she's like, they would never do that. She's a main character. I'm like, they're doing it to kill her. So, I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
How on par with the game is it? Like, did all that happen?
It's pretty beat for beat.
Yeah.
Okay, so
pretty much, yeah. There's
knowing
a couple
that
of little
I think
small
you have
parts
an issue. I think there's an issue with that, but let's pretend that I don't know this yet. So with this movie, you got a zombie movie in the age where zombie movies really are, you're either watching for The Walking Dead or you're nothing. They're done. It's kind of like you have to be very clever. Now, this story is the most realistic story to be a zombie virus that I've heard. Granted, because you're saying it's step-by-step for the game, it was thought of back when the game was around. So kudos to them for having a kind of original idea. Outside of that, like, you know, having the one girl not get infected and being like the key, which is obvious. I've seen 28 Weeks Later and it's like the same. I've seen the storyline. So what I want is to see something that's going to differentiate it besides the spore idea, which is brilliant and the most realistic thing they could ever, more realistic than the rabies being mutated, is this spore situation. But I need more, because like with the zombie or the infected, it's got that Resident Evil vibe. So we have zombies that are kind of monsters. We have zombies, a wasteland, people dying, humans against humans. So I just need something. I need something more personally. So that's all I'll say for right now.
Okay.
What do you think about it? You guys playing the game now and seeing, because look, the filming, it felt like a game. Like the way they filmed it,
yes,
felt like a game. And and for people like me, who haven't seen or haven't played the game,
they
it
look
was
as
cool.
good as this game though. That's what
it was cool to see. But I have a feeling that if I were you guys, I'd be kind of pissed off.
Jack?
A little bit, because I know what's happening.
Other video games, they don't do that. Like even Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog movie kept so much from the game, but they don't keep the story. Even Marvel.
Well technically,
books,
Sonic never really had a storyline.
Well, all right, so Marvel. Marvel, there's stories explaining the Infinity Gauntlet and all this shit, and they never stick directly to the comic because they don't want people that know it to be like, I already know the movie.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say about it, and I feel like Jack and Mike, you probably agree with me. This show was created for people that have never played the game. Mm-hmm. This is for that audience that don't play video games. And because the storyline is pretty solid, Verlaine, I will say that the storyline is pretty solid. You're talking about the fungus. You're talking about everything that happens in this game. I remember playing it and it just felt original. It felt good. It felt like, okay, this is a great storyline. Let's move forward and keep going, whatever. And I think that's where people like the three of us are kind of on the fence about it because we know exactly what's going to happen. Like, I knew exactly when the whole, like, when he shows up with the truck, and then then the old lady runs out, and you know, and she's all, you know, like, fucked up and everything. Although, I will say though, the scene with the old lady in the background, that she was out of focus, and it just kind of, you could see her face, and she was just like,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was fucking creepy. There's some creepiness in this show, but you know what? There's creepiness in the game too. So they kind of kept that, and I, which is good, because that's what, like, really kind of, like, latched me on to the game itself. You know, so, like, I can really see, like, I could see why they made it. It's such good storytelling. But for me, it's like rereading a book or rewatching a movie. I don't know that Mike, you're quiet. What, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's like the same. I'm waiting for the press X to skip prompt to show up at any given point on the screens, because it follows the game just that closely. They did a few things that, like, kind of bugged me, and I'm not going to mention it now because it's a little spoilerific. For at least what I think they're going to do.
No, you should mention it.
Well, it spoiled the future of the episodes, because I don't know what's going to go on. What he could say could affect the future.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there's like some things that they did where I think that they telegraphed the intentions of some of the characters a little too pointedly. And I'll try and say it as best as possible. If there is anything that I think that The Last of Us story is the strongest at, is I don't believe that it was a universe centered around looking for heroes and villains. I think it was Day of the Dead, where it's taking place at the point where everybody's in that, like, military bunker. Is that this story highlights the worst of humanity in its darkest times, and I wonder if they're going to keep that intact. But with the way that they kind of did some of things, it kind of made me tilt my head a little bit, because
you're going to get a lot of that in Walking Dead. That is the Walking Dead right now, is that dynamic.
Yeah,
zombies might as well not even be part of it anymore, because it's that dynamic of
that storyline,
which was great. But yeah, like,
yeah, it's that human gray area. Pedro Pascal, I think he's a pretty good Joel. Nailed the accent, I think.
I agree.
But yeah, like Verlaine said, I kind of want to see what they're going to do more with this, because it moves a little slow. And I don't know how many episodes it's going to be, but, like,
I would imagine this episode, because the episode was an hour and a half, it was 90 minutes. So, like, I would imagine this was only, you're only going to get that long of an episode on the first, because the first 30 minutes, was just them explaining the backstory and how it's 20 years later. Yeah. So, like, cause, like, seriously, when it said 20 years later on it, that was like the 35 minute mark.
And after that show, I thought it was over, and I thought the show was over, and I was getting ready for bed, and I looked, and there was still exactly 30 minutes left, and I'm like, I gotta go to bed. But so I liked, one thing I liked was the cinematography is great. The one shot in the car, they did better than they did in the Hawkeye show when they were in the car and did the one shot showing everything, panning, all one shot in the car, no edits. They're fucking shit.
That's how the game was.
Yeah. Really, and was. So, and with a game, you can do that, and it's hard to pull off in real life, which is why I think it's fucking amazing. Yeah. Yes, I think that this is a good way to get the story across to people who can't play the game, can't play the game. Okay. But then, because it is so dead on to the game.
I would say what?
85-90%? How about I just not play the game then, and I'll wait for the second one to come out, and then I'll wait for the third one to come out. Like, it's going to stop. It's not going to make me want to buy the game. And I know they're not targeting gamers.
I don't think they are.
But here's the issue. When you poured out Mortal Kombat,
yeah, you want Mortal Kombat fans, but no one's like, we only want Mortal Kombat fans. You want everybody. Like, these guys don't want gamers. True. They already have the gamers. But the gamers are going to watch, and to kick them in the fucking nuts like this and not give them any. Because Marvel
him in the nuts.
So how pissed would you be if you watched Spider-Man and it was the exact comic book word for word? That'd suck, dude. That would suck. Especially as a show, it would suck. So, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it suck. It won't suck for me.
I mean,
it's gonna suck for people that have We have
expressed on the show already that we are a little disappointed because we know what's going to happen. Like, I'm literally sitting there going, okay, this is when it happens. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is what, okay, this is when she dies. Oh, okay, this is when they meet. Oh, okay. Like, everything is just like, okay, you know, we meet the Firefly, or what is it? Fireflies.
So at least if it was different.
Even the characters look like the... Yeah,
Tess doesn't look nothing like she did in the
game. Well,
but what? So it's like, I mean, I get it. They're getting the story out. That's cool. I just think it. I don't know. I just hope it gets better. You guys know the story. I hope personally the story gets better for me to say this was worth watching outside of every other zombie thing.
Yeah.
But like, there's nothing about this that's going to make me want to play the game. You know what
but
I'm saying?
Like, I don't. But that's fine, Verlaine. But I don't think they're trying to make you play the game. I don't understand why you have that in your head. I don't think they made the show to make you play the game. I think they made the show because they want you to fucking watch it.
Right, but
why do you keep thinking that they're trying to force you to play the game? The game has been out since 2008. You could have gone and played it then.
Right, but who in the world makes a movie exactly word for word from a game? Nobody would do that.
But
because
me,
you're isolating an audience.
But for me, that doesn't say, oh, now I have to go play the game.
Right, you've played the game.
If you think about it.
Yeah, but okay, so here's a better... If they made this loosely, if it was like Another Adventure of Joel, or if it was something loose, or it happened between the first game and the second game, and I like the show, I'm going to be more like, dude, I want to play the first one or the second one to get more of the story, but they are just giving me...
Well, here's this. Chris in the chat, he says, I will admit that when Gears of War comes out, I want it to be very close to the game.
But do you want it to be exactly the game? Look,
he said very close. So yeah, I guess that's so not a
key points. Key points that happened in the game will happen. Yeah.
So like Resident Evil 1 was a good movie for me because even though it was separate from the game, it wasn't word for word. It kept things of the game. Mm-hmm. If that was the exact game, I don't think it wouldn't have done the same thing. Look, and
I remember not liking it because it wasn't enough like the game was.
And back then that's how it was. And then you start getting, you know, like more, there's a fine line. And for me, I'm telling you, this movie right now is okay for me. It could work out. I love the cinematography. I think it's filmed fucking awesomely. Pascal is great.
TV show.
I'm just saying like I've never seen anything that has been done this way. Like so dead on. Tomb Raider movies, Uncharted was the movie dead on to the game. Or was it like kind of like Another Adventure? It's like,
it had parts of the game in the movie, basically.
Because
she looks almost exactly like the video game character. So I don't know, maybe it's because of that.
But look, okay, so let's I'll go on the opposite spectrum. So you have things like Harry Potter.
You are
Potter.
On the opposite spectrum.
I'm on the spectrum. So there's things like Harry Potter, I guess, you know, the book is pretty much, I read the books before I saw the movies and I saw the movies and the movies are exactly the book and the characters are exactly what I saw in my mind, you know? So to be against myself, I guess that happens with books. Just with a video game, I don't know. It's just almost too much of a good form of the same form of medium.
Yeah. But again, they're not trying to get you to play the game. They're just trying to get the people that don't play video games to watch the show because it is a solid story. So, like, for you, Verlaine, I would, if I were you, you should be excited about this because the story is pretty fucking solid.
Yeah.
So, like, for you watching the show, like, it should be like, oh, this is going to be a kind of a cool zombie show. And it is. It really is. So, that for you, you should really, like, enjoy it because it's pretty solid. For us that have played the game, and by the way, I've beaten The Last of Us, the first one, 3 times. So, like, I know it pretty fucking well. And, you know, and I'm watching everything, dude. Even there's even a scene in the trailer that they played at the end of the episode or whatever, like, you know, like a quick trailer. There's one like quick, I don't know, like, it was like a second and a half of Joel, and he's like walking through like a hallway with a shotgun, you know, whatever. And I know exactly what's about to happen in that. And I think that's a little disappointing. Because, like, I know exactly what he's going to go do. I know what he's doing. And that scene is at the end of the first game.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Jack.
Yeah. And you know exactly where he's going. Yeah. You know exactly what he's about to do in that scene. Seriously, it could be more than 2 seconds long. And it's just him walking down a fucking hallway. Like, that's it. Like, you would think it's, like, no big deal. But I know exactly what's going to happen in that scene. And it's probably, I don't know, like, they haven't really gone and told us that, because they said they're going to stick with just the games for the first and the second one. I don't know if they're going to meld them together, because, like, in the second one, there was a lot of throwbacks from the first one, you know, or, like, memory or whatever, you know what I mean? So I don't know if they're just going to meld them together, so then they're just, so it's just like that, or they're going to just do the first one, end it with season one, and then season two will be the second one. I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm kind of hoping they meld it together, because then that would actually make more of a cohesive story. Then I know, like, there's more going on. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. With this first episode, it was very the first game. I don't think we got anything in the second game.
I think the first episode was the hook to get everybody watching it. And I bet after the series is over, Verlaine plays through the game, there'll be parts that are exactly the same, but, like, the interaction between the characters, all you have is Ellie and Joel every once in a while talking about stuff. Otherwise, you're walking around through buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
Then you hit a cutscene where there's dialogue. So there's going to be a lot more interaction with the characters and stuff.
There has to be. I mean, it's a TV show. You can't have known
that. And in the game, it started in what, fall?
If they honestly, I'll be really disappointed is if Joel dies. And then all of a sudden he goes back to the checkpoint and he's back in. If that happens, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like, what?
Will the snowball fight be in the second season, in the first episode of the second season?
Oh, yeah.
Now hit that guy.
Oh, it's probably going to be.
Aim down the sights.
There'll be people snowball fighting, I bet.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The music is right on too.
The music's great. The music's awesome. Everything about the show is solid. I'm just like, it really is. I just feel a little slighted because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's very well produced. It's like Merlin said. I think that because the it doesn't look like there's enough creative liberties taken with it to like make me invested in what happens. And if there's any reason why, like, Mortal Kombat, the 1995 movie, withstands the test of time, it's because they made some of those changes so that the casual viewer could, like, have, like, a connection to these video game characters. Like, let's make up a little brother for Liu Kang to get killed by Shang Tsung so that the fight is now personal. Right. Like so, something like that. And with The Last of Us, it's so on the nose that I don't know if it's going to be that surprising. And I also didn't even want to take this there, but I think that because The Last of Us was one of those games that pushed the PlayStation 3 past the Xbox 360 at the end of that war, that Sony is just going to embrace it, and they're going to keep giving you more of The Last of Us, so they didn't want to make too many of those changes because it might piss off that fan base. And if you make it too radical and too over the top, then you get those people that hated the Resident Evil movies times 10.
They just remastered this.
kind of movies.
How hungry can people still be for The Last of Us at this point? It's the one Sony game that's been shoved in people's faces for the last decade. I want it to go away. Like,
yeah, let's make a Skyrim movie or something. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If this does happen to work, though, that's what they're going to be fucking. They're going to port games to fucking the movie theater, and it's going to be a fucking port it. It's just that we're not refilming it. We're not redoing shit. You're porting the game to life. What?
Why haven't they taken cutscenes from video games and just made it into a movie?
Wasn't that Ratchet and Clank?
Like, you could do that with Death Stranding. Oh, you know, for that matter, Night Trap.
Night Trap. You're bringing up Night Trap, please. Oh my God,
it's,
do it.
It's because they took the theme from Night Trap and they made it into a movie. All they did was they took out the like game. They just took out the game interface, and it's just a movie you can watch on YouTube. At least I think it's still on YouTube.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We got to wrap it up here, guys. All in all, I would say I would give the series itself 8.5 out of 10. I would say it's a solid 8.5. And the reason why I didn't give it even higher notes is because I know it's going to happen. But that's on me, so that could be on, you know, who knows, on somebody else. So I don't know. I'm definitely excited to see the next episode and see where they go with it. But I'm just not excited about just rehashing what I already know.
You're not going to be able to like make predictions of any kind.
No. Yeah. Oh, I have a prediction.
I bet much more chance it's going to be when they're skirting around clickers.
Oh, dude, I'm looking forward to the clickers. Let's go.
We're watching a Let's Play on HBO Max.
I want to see Left 4 Dead on fucking film.
No, that would actually be kind of fun.
Where you actually have to go to like checkpoint to checkpoint. It's like the same fucking thing.
It's all episodic, though. Yeah. Every level is a different movie.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, let's go.
So, all right, we're done. Thank you so much for watching or listening. We do appreciate it. You can find all of our shiz on... by the way, I did want to mention, because the Last of Us has come out right now, if you have PlayStation Plus Premium... You get a 2-hour trial for The Last of Us Part 1. Are you excited?
Oh,
You to play it?
What?
Does that get you to play it?
No, I think I had the game.
It was rhetorical. You're good. All right. Again, thank you so much. If you want to check out any of our stuff, check out our website, gamefixshow.com, as well as articles written by TV's Colonel Fancy and Gina as well. So please check that out, as well as this week's retro reboot. Yes. So we will, I guess we'll see you next week.
It's retronomical.
It's retronomical. There's only one thing left to say. It's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
See ya.
Oh, yeah. Genesis does.
Bye. Adios, turd nuggets.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo. And for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.